We're here in Madrid for work, of course, but it is clear that work isn't the only thing bringing people to Spain right now. The streets, the stores, and cafes are filled. In fact, millions of people, tired of being stuck at home, are splurging on the trip of their dreams this summer. Adam Rainey reports from Rome, Italy, on what's being called the summer of revenge travel.
The rush of water at Rome's Trevi Fountain almost drowns out the sound of the crowds. Heaving this summer in a sign that travel is back, big time in Italy. It was a Herculean task for Philadelphia firefighter Dana Gross to make it here. She and her husband had traveled regularly throughout the pandemic.
It was like, this is what you call a vacation. It was none of this here. You didn't have to wait in line. Everybody was attentive. They was right there. The trip was just for you.
With flights to Rome sold out, the couple flew to Venice and jump on high-speed trains every day to see the country. A few feet from Gross, New Yorker Natalie Zacks squeezed to the edge of the fountain, made famous in films like La Dolce Vita, to do what countless visitors to Rome have done before her. She made a wish and tossed a coin into the water. It would be taboo to ask Zacks what she wished for, though fewer tourists would definitely be welcome.
Yeah, I was just at the Colosseum, and I actually had to leave early because the amount of people there was not worth the price of the tour. I couldn't even look over people to see the views.
While Zacks gave up on the Colosseum, Texan Andy Manthai is doing everything he can to get in. I find him at the entrance trying to book tickets online for him and his son. But Manthai hit a digital wall outside the ancient arena.
This is a nightmare. I'm trying to get Colosseum tickets. And I said, do the robot thing, hit buy ticket, and it sends you back. Everybody's hitting the website at the same time, and it's just not being able to keep up. I don't know.
As for a place to stay, he had to get creative.
This place is so packed, you can't even get VRBOs or rooms. I got lucky. I've had to change rooms every night, but I'm at the same place.
Che il turismo fosse scoppiato letteralmente di nuovo.
The president of Italy's Professional Tour Guide Association, Isabella Ruggero, says even she is shocked by the explosion of visitors. Many large tour operators have bought up tickets to the main museums, she says. On some days, guides can't even find tickets to the most popular sites, so they have to cancel tours. These are just some of the difficulties heading to Europe right now. It's the summer of revenge travel, going somewhere, anywhere after being stuck inside for 2 years by the pandemic.
But people are certainly booking travel again at levels that we didn't even see before the pandemic.
That's Eric Rosen from the Points Guy travel site.
They're paying a premium to book the trips that they want to take when they take them, figuring that they're not sure if or when another set of travel restrictions might be in place.
According to international finance firm Allianz Partners, 6 times as many Americans will travel to Europe this year compared to 2021. And millions more than last year will travel to Italy. Back at Trevi Fountain, firefighter Dana Gross says despite crowds and concerns over COVID, she wouldn't have missed this trip for the world.
I didn't care. I was coming. I was coming anyway, and I had it planned. I was going to see everything.
Her advice for people who have a similar travel bug?
Go. Get out and go. Go, 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 go.
For NPR News, I'm Adam Rainey in Rome.